Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. You'll find this in every country on the planet. A religion which encompasses all other religions, and yet is seldom noticed by the people as they walk past these little lodges in their villages, towns and cities. And they think it's just some sort of charitable boys club where they play themselves and get away from their wives for a little while. It's much, much deeper. You don't take these kind of oaths as an adult and accept the penalties for disclosing the information or the secrets, as they call it. You don't take these kind of oaths lightly. These are taken with complete conviction because they're serious oaths. And they must lie to everyone pretty well to protect a brother. They also let Freemasons off with petty things, fines, parking offences, speeding offences. They get deals on their property assessments when they need loans from banks. They get them very quickly, generally the same day. They're automatically approved and passed and verified and vouched for. A system within a system. And the Masonic policemen that will stop you and give you the hard time, if you give them the right signs and passwords, will let you go. And the guy behind you who doesn't know the right signs and passwords will have to pay up and pay up and pay up and take the consequences. And we call this a fair, just system. There's nothing fair and just about it. And even if you try to close them down, they'll simply metamorph into another thing, another area, a different name, and carry on with more secrecy, because the world is run by secrecy. Your secret services, intelligence services, are Freemasonic as well. It's pretty well mandatory that you must be a Mason to be part of it, because you've already learned how to keep your mouth shut and how to stand up and lie for each other when need be. That's quite the insurance policy for Secret Service agents and people who could take the heat if they were found doing the nefarious things which they often do. It's an insurance policy. Same in the police. That when the police foul up and someone's head is on the block, as they say, because he shot someone by mistake or whatever, the rest of them will stand up for this guy. They'll all sit and write the same story in their books, stand up in court, and justify whatever ridiculous story they give to get their brother off the hook. There's nothing new in this at all. This kind of behavior encourages worse behavior each time they get away with it, because that's human nature. Not only the male lodges have to be watched carefully and scrutinized, so do the female ones, because the female ones tend to go off onto the school boards and other charity events, and they become directors and so on, and you wonder where all your policies locally are coming from and how we're becoming globalized and following international standards. You got to check out every single person who you have allowed to get up over your head and make laws which affect you. You must demand to know what organizations they have sworn allegiance to. And some of them are very well camouflaged if you just read their names. Tremendously well camouflaged, not by chance. People say, how do you stop this? How do you divert it? How do you deflect this agenda? And I tell them, If you are going to play the game, and that's all it is, playing a game of voting in pre-selected people, you better demand to know everything about that person that you're going to give your authority to, who's going to pass laws which will affect you or your children. You have the right to know everything which they have subscribed to, joined, sworn allegiance to, and then you better do your homework and find out what kind of strange religion is this that runs your world, which you think is just a charitable institution. The US is probably the most openly Freemasonic nation or even empire in the world. It's throughout all of its symbols, emblems, parades. You'll see presidents giving speeches. Look at the flags behind them. Look at the objects placed around them. Everything is Freemasonic, openly. You're seeing Freemasonic parades when you watch the military. You look at all the clubs, your business organizations, the banking organizations, the medical. Look at the symbols they use for the medical associations, the Chamber of Commerce and so on. And even the trade unions, which used to do marches through the streets with their banners, look at them very carefully, because all of it and all of it is Freemasonic. It's quite incredible that populations can come and go, generations can come and go, and have no idea, even though it's all around them, that they're being guided and run and ruled by a religion. A religion that shows its symbols openly, and you become used to them, taking it for granted it must be somehow normal to have the same symbols repeated as logos, etc., all around you. There's the one big religion which runs all the religions, and yes, you have ministers who are members. Some the church organizations are worse than others. I think the Baptist Church in the States openly admitted they have the most Freemasonic members who are ministers, and that was okay with them. But the other ones are the same too. In fact, in some of the Masonic books, they take credit and tell you the names of the founders of the different sects of religions, Protestant sects, in the United States, and they tell you what degree of Freemasonry they happen to be. And the flocks, the sheep, never know, never think to ask what is all of these strange symbols. Why would their minister be a member of a club that keeps its secrets to itself?
From myself, Alan Ward, it's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.